Hi everyone, my name's Emma, and I'm going to share some details about a walking expedition I recently went on in the Yorkshire countryside to explore some fascinating historical structures. I initially planned this trip to gather some primary data for a university essay I was working on, but after discussing my ideas with my tutor, she convinced me that the visual material I collected would actually be ideal for an upcoming photography exhibition at the university, so I changed my focus entirely.
The day of the hike started off quite bright, but as is typical in the British countryside, the weather quickly deteriorated. I was glad I had worn my heavy walking boots and a thick winter coat. However, when the heavy rain started pouring down, I realised with dread that I'd completely forgotten to pack my waterproof trousers. It made the first hour of walking a rather damp and uncomfortable experience.
Eventually, the rain eased off as we approached the first major site, a vast network of dry stone walls stretching across the hillsides. Looking at these massive enclosures, you might automatically assume they were built to keep larger livestock like horses or cattle, but in reality, their primary function was always to keep sheep safely enclosed within specific areas of the harsh moorland.
I was absolutely fascinated by how these walls were constructed. Because of their scale, many tourists mistakenly believe they were built by skilled architects, or perhaps armies of soldiers centuries ago. I was amazed to learn from our guide that it was actually just local farmers who built them, painstakingly stacking the stones by hand, without the use of any cement or mortar to hold them together.
I took some time to look really closely at the construction. I peered into the small gaps between the stones, hoping I might be lucky enough to spot some nesting birds, or perhaps some rare wildflowers taking root. Instead, I found that the dark, damp crevices were absolutely teeming with insects. It was a thriving microhabitat, right there in the wall.
After thoroughly examining the walls, it was time to move on and find the stream that runs through the lower part of the estate. According to my reading of the map, I thought we would be walking through a dense pine forest to get there. However, the path actually took us sharply downwards, and we had to carefully navigate our way down a steep valley before we could even hear the sound of the water.
When we finally reached the edge of the stream, I started looking up and down the banks, fully expecting to cross the water by jumping across a set of stepping stones. However, as we rounded a bend, we were greeted by the most picturesque wooden bridge. It looked like something straight out of a classic fairy tale, perfectly spanning the bubbling water.
I had a great chat with a local historian who was also walking there. He explained some of the bridge's history. He told me that while pine was the most common building material in this region during the era it was built, the craftsmen had specifically chosen to construct this particular bridge out of solid oak. That's precisely why it has survived the damp conditions for so many decades.
I really wanted to document the intricate joints and carvings on the handrails. Unfortunately, the cold weather had completely drained my camera battery. So, as an alternative, I sat on a nearby rock and took out my sketchbook to draw the structure. To be honest, taking the time to draw it made me appreciate the craftsmanship even more.
The entire walking expedition was just wonderful and incredibly thought-provoking. I had previously toyed with the idea of pitching a magazine article about traditional rural boundaries, but this trip has completely changed my mind. Now I am determined to produce a short documentary highlighting these beautiful, forgotten elements of the countryside. I just need to secure some funding first.